Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Anyway, Mr. Tippin,
here's what I tell everyone.
Tell me too, would you?
I was born by God's dear grace.
Aren't we all, right?
In an extraordinary place.
Where would that be?
For the stars and stripes.
Uh-huh.
And the eagle flies.
I get it. I think he's talking America.
America.
Yeah.
It's a big old land.
USA. Big old land with countless dreams, and we live right smack dab in the middle of it. In the greatest state of the 50 on the planet Earth. Cold weather keeps the riffraff out. Don't ever complain about that, folks. That's okay. It makes us a hearty bunch, right? A hearty bunch. Did you see that Bakken? Where was it again? Tioga Bay, maybe? I can't remember. There was a semi pulling oil that...
I saw your post on that. What's the deal with that?
That was real.
What are they
that
doing was, out there?
What's well, the... there probably was a gravel road.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
And it's going from a pump jack. And, you know, there's a tank out there that needs to be empty. That's all throughout the oil patch. You know, you've got... you don't have gathering pipelines from every place. So they got caught in the middle of the storm. And literally the semi... with an oil tanker behind it, is buried.
Yeah.
You know, you see half of the tank and just a little bit of the cab.
Well, it almost looks like it fell through the ice was my first thing that I saw.
That's
like,
snow.
I was like, what is this doing on a lake somewhere? Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, it just snowed in.
So it happens. It happens. That's where we live. But I tell you what.
The caption really would read, there will be a two-hour delay today.
That's all that would keep us away from is 2 hours of school. That was a school bus, by golly. Anyway, welcome to 2022. Wow. Get your arms around that. 2022, folks. This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennen. Kevin Flynn is here. And Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is back. Todd, we are so sorry to hear about your papa. And I know you had to help your mama move. And so all those little disruptions have been happening at once. So I hope everybody's doing okay, considering.
Kind of a an ironic timing, I guess, but given that you know he had a seizure at the wheel and then multiple seizures in the hospital, I'd rather he just go ahead and pass on than spend Christmas in and out of seizures, because yikes. But,
yeah.
Still sad to have lost him, but happy he went peacefully. So.
Exactly right.
So what's your dad's name?
Tom.
Tom. To Tom. We'll raise one later.
There you go.
You bet.
Right here on What's on Your Mind. To Tom.
To a great run.
Exactly
the
right.
Thing he missed, though, at Christmas, is it's too bad he wasn't there because my cousin's kid was dressed appropriately. His name is Brandon. So he was wearing all Let's Go Brandon stuff.
Yeah.
And your dad would have said, we're going to make a coffee mug with that on it.
Ironically, I wore my hat because I wanted to see what he would do. And he's like, oh, that's nothing. Put on his hat. Took off his dress shirt underneath that. Let's go, Brandon T-shirt. I'm like, there we are. There we are.
Easiest year ever to buy Christmas gifts for anybody named Brandon.
Exactly. And my uncle, not to be outdone, pulled out the Christmas gift I'd given him back when Bill Clinton was president. I had found a Hillary Clinton nutcracker.
I saw that on Facebook. Yes, I had forgotten all about that. You ought to see the thing. It's classic. It is so good. Oh, my gosh.
Isn't she one of those just, I mean, different word for
her?
Okay, same thing, different word, yeah. Gotcha.
Beautiful.
Yep.
I received a Let's Go Brandon Christmas ornament. So that was kind of fun, hung right there on the tree.
Very good.
I thought about taking a picture and putting it on Facebook, but it kind of triggers some people. Do you notice that? I don't know what the deal is there, but there is that.
And why can't they compartmentalize better? Because it's actually, regardless of one's politics, it's hilarious that a sports reporter would be out there going, I think they're saying, let's go Brandon, given what was being said. Regardless of whether he's your guy or not, it's
the fact
that she dodged the bullet in that direction.
They have no sense of humor. None. Not a zippo.
Oh, no.
Number one. And number two, the situational ethics over their disdain of, oh, it's Christmas, and you could use the term, let's go, Brandon. All the stuff I saw about, you guys see the NORAD deal? Where Joe Biden and Jill Biden were taking questions on Christmas, and the families could call in, and then the one dad at the end of it says, let's go, Brandon, and Biden goes, yeah, let's go, Brandon. Yeah, like, he's totally clueless to it. Right? I agree. Let's go, Brandon. And then you saw Dr. Biden, her head goes into her hand and does the, oh, my, he's so stupid.
Right, I haven't seen you guys. We haven't talked since before the new year. Do you think that he just forgot? Or do you think that they have just not let, his bubble is so small that he just doesn't know what that means?
Both.
I believe he absolutely has no idea that let's go Brandon's a thing.
Probably because he's in such a bubble. The guy's so focused on saying, okay, Putin, what am I talking to him about again? What's this call about? Oh, we're mad about Ukraine? Okay, we're mad about Ukraine, and his name is Putin, right? Putin. I have to be tough, right? Imagine he's using every ounce of his energy. They're filling his head with teleprompters.
Exactly.
I don't doubt they had somebody on the other end of the phone call typing stuff into the prompter that he's looking at that you can't see.
Yeah.
That's why they're doing a lot of these photo ops in that fake Oval Office. You know, it looks like a scene out of Mama with Vicki Lawrence, right? They're in the fake, you know, with the snowflakes in the back and all this stuff. You know, it's like a set. It's the fakiest set ever.
It is.
And they've got it all equipped so that he can actually have a big teleprompter.
And why do that?
Because they've got to prop this guy up.
Yeah, true.
They've got to prop him up, and that's what they're doing every single day.
So by both, you think he knew what Let's Go Brandon, but he just forgot.
Yeah, I just think he's cognitively not there.
He doesn't watch NASCAR. Of course he doesn't know what Let's Go Brandon.
Here's the deal. I think that he's just by nature, even when he had a cognitive sort of way about him, he was sort of that always, come on, man, he's always like, playing off of what people say. Have you ever noticed that about him?
Yep.
You know, so it's always on, kind of a... Yeah, so if you say, let's go, Brandon, let's go, Brandon! He's kind of that, I don't know, tough talk kind of jock kind of, you know what I mean? Slapping guys around. So
you're
I think
my guy!
Yeah, he's kind of part of that. That's kind of his thing. Anyway. But the amount of people that are like, it's Christmas! How could this dad do that? Child abuse! It's like, it was a joke!
It was a joke, and it was funny.
And the guy took the bait. But what's funny is the people that freak out about it, I notice, are the same people who referred to Donald Trump as like Orange Man, right? I mean, they had every negative, awful description of Donald Trump, fat this and orange that and everything else. So, very interesting that now Let's Go Brandon is some sort of slur that they can't just about take. I happen to think it's the best thing ever happened to us because nobody has to say FJB anymore. We can clean it up. It's a release valve of all of our frustration.
Let's go, Brandon.
And it's funny. It's funny.
It is funny.
You know, it's humorous. But anyway, we digress. So today on the show, here's what we would love to do. And I've done this as long as I can remember hosting talk radio, which is longer than I can remember. That's kind of a Joe Biden thing. I did my first local radio talk show in North Dakota in 1986. I did a version of that in Huron, South Dakota in 1983. So I've been doing this talk radio thing for a long time, blessed beyond belief by the listeners, because if you don't have listeners, you don't have a show. It's just that simple. If nobody listens, they kick you off the radio. You're gone. Bye-bye. So that's how we're judged, and been lucky enough to have enough of a following in the places I've been to keep on the air. But this program on these stations, far and away, is the largest audience we've ever had. Caller called not long ago and said, do you guys realize every day you talk to more people than Jesus did in a whole year? Because he had to walk, like, from one town to the next and hope to have 300-400 hungry people looking for loaves and some fish.
Sure.
Right? And, struck me. I'd never thought of that. So it was a way of complimenting us for never being afraid of our faith that we share often on the show here, or let listeners do the same. And saying, that's powerful what you're doing, and this particular caller said, pray before you come on the air so you say the right thing and know you're talking to a lot of people, which is cool. We talk to a lot of people. So in talking to you, our fine audience, we consider you part owners of the show. And so here's the question we have for you today. We have one guest today, and otherwise we're going to devote the majority of the segments today to your calls answering this question. What are your New Year's resolutions for us? Whatever it is. Please don't say, let's go Brandon again, I'm tired of it. Whatever it is. Hey, would you ever have this guest on or that guest on? We'd like more of this and a lot less of that. Whatever it is, an opportunity for you to just give us unvarnished feedback and a report card on the show, whatever it is you want to tell us, okay? Simple as that. And I'll promise this, we'll do everybody in a minute or less so we can get to as many of you as possible. So if you're holding, there's six lines here. Within 6 minutes, you're going to be on the air. As long as we don't have a commercial break to get through, like we do right now. 800-228-0550 or text 701-237-1590. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
In this season of giving, give a life-changing gift to yourself or someone you love. Give the gift of education. What better time than now to complete a bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or tailor your education with a certificate from the University of Mary. With classes available online in the evenings or a combination of both, your degree at Mary will fit into your schedule. Give yourself the gift of a flexible, affordable education from Mary. Learn more at online.umary.edu. Online.umary.edu.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
She's only two, so I think she'd be happy with just about
it. Oh, that's great.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful that you have a two-year-old. Well, have a Merry Christmas. Have a wonderful Christmas.
And by the way, you guys have to be in bed by 9 o'clock, you know, and asleep between 9 and 12 or he doesn't show up.
This isn't to you, Jared. This is to the kids.
That's right.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
Well, yeah, I hope you guys have a wonderful Christmas as well.
Merry
Christmas, and let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree. Hey, by the way, are you in Oregon? Where's your home?
Random thoughts from the President of the United States there. Just a stream of consciousness. Yeah, you got to go to bed at 9.
Yeah.
Go to bed at 9. The guy's trying to get off the phone. She has to clean up an aisle 5. He means the kids, not you. You know. Are you an organ? Oh, I guess they're gone. Oh, my gosh. But there you go, Kevin, right there. Let's go, Brandon. I agree. So,
yeah. Wow.
In case you missed it, that's what we were talking about earlier. Anyway, let's find out what is on your mind today, what report card you give this show, and unvarnished feedback. You get to assign us a New Year's resolution. Hey, guys, do this more. Do this less. Okay? Before we get to our first call, I'll never forget coming back from Norway and the youngest member of the Hennon family, Haley, at the time. I don't remember how old she would have been, but probably not quite a teenager, early teens, something like that. She wrote a essay for a class talking about how travel makes you richer. And somehow I got a hold of this, because you know how it is, kids don't exactly like to show you their work at school. And she had written this whole thing without us even knowing, just talking about how that trip to Norway was priceless. And she called it Travel Makes You Richer. And how, you know, I don't want money. I just want to be able to see the world, see relatives, see everything else. And it's so true. It's really stayed with me every time. Just think about it. Like, we just came back from Florida for a week. Sorry. I know we really picked a bad time to go to Florida.
Sorry.
Yeah. But it was just, oh, my gosh, was it nice. And then the whole family there left the day after Christmas. Great weather, great times, just unplugged, the beach, the whole thing, right? And just had a great time. Even found some North Dakota friends. Dwayne Espegard, who's a good friend of mine, banker when I was our banker in Grand Forks for years at Bremer, and now is, of course, retired down there. And Dwayne was also a member of the Board of Higher Education, if you remember, North Dakota senator from Grand Forks as well in the legislature. Saw Greg Opp. Greg Opp, of course, from Patty World and Opp Construction, a couple of longtime Grand Forks guys. Danny Kuhlman, who is the proprietor of Acme Electric. The Kuhlman family owns Acme.
I think the people you saw and the interaction you have when you talk about travel, like she wrote about, that's part of the...
It is.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
I mean, the people you meet, the old friends are new.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the experiences, that's what it's all about.
It really is amazing. And that's the beauty of our trips that we do here on What's On Your Mind. We get to know the people. And it's just like our trip to New York, hearing from the listeners there and now having them as trips to D.C., Norway, Hawaii. We've done some fun ones, and we have a great one coming up. And that is June 6th to the 20th, Norway. We're going back to Norway with Carol Juven. And this is, I'm excited about this because it has some World War II history in it, which is pretty amazing. We're going to go... really dive into some of the very special sites of World War II in Norway. But the beauty is incredible. Trondheim, Ålesund, Geiranger. We go to Stalheim. We go to Bergen. Oslo. We get Oslo in there on the last day. Incredible trip. Carol Juven's coming with us. If you'd like to go, just send me an email. I'll send you a brochure. It has all the details. June 6th to the 20th. Or you can call Carol Juven. Juven Tours, 800-343-0093. This is filling up, as all the trips that he has planned to Norway are. He's got trips in August, late June, July. There is Denmark, Norway, and Sweden in May. Whew, how about that one? A lot of fun. And then ours that Maria and I will host June 6th through the 20th. Come along, 800-343-0093. Or call them at 237-9000, details@juventours.com, juventours.com, or send me an email. I'll get you the details. ScottH@flagfamily.com. Speaking of travel, I don't know, traveling with Kevin Flynn aboard the Frisco bus, does it get any more fun than that?
Oh, I'm ready. We're ready.
And that trip leaves when, Kev?
We leave Thursday at 6. Then we're straight to Topeka. We're overnight in Topeka, Friday into Frisco. And then we go to the game Saturday. We're leaving an hour after the game is done back to Topeka. Overnight and then back to Fargo Sunday. It's quick.
I've been.
Quick down and back.
I've been on bus trips like that.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, it sounds like a gauntlet. It's fun.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's more memories, and this one's really pretty easy because you just go to Kansas, and then, you know, then you're in Frisco, and then after the game, you're back, and, you know.
Quick, but.
Yeah, you're not, like, doing this 24-hour stretch, which I've done before, to D.C. with the kids in March for Life. Phenomenal. But today is the last day to secure your seats on that. Get some buddies. Say, hey, we're going to make some memories. Do a little impromptu trip. Trust me on this one thing. You'll have a great time.
And we're not even, we don't even care if we go to the game. I want to go to the game, but I've heard so much about Frisco being, you know, Bison Central for all the ninth try at this thing. And I just want to see the party and see the be with the people.
All right. Tickets can be yours right now at this very moment at am1100theflag.com, our flag website, am1100theflag.com. Click on Hot Links. And our friends from Valley Bus and North Dakota Petroleum Foundation sponsoring the Frisco Fan Bus that leaves Thursday, because this is the week, folks. We'll be live from Frisco on Friday, by the way, and What's on Your Mind. So stay tuned.
Love to have you.
Love to have you. Hal of West Fargo, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Hal.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Hal.
See, I'm getting a kick out of watching the media and the elites getting all bent out of shape about Let's Go Brandon. And just last week, I think it was Fox News, I was kind of watching in the morning a little bit when I was doing the having breakfast, and they came up in the Tony Awards in 2018, I believe it was August, and Robert De Niro got up there. And just start out, F you, Donald Trump. And
forgot about that, but another good reminder of just how vile they can be, and then to have them quaking at the knees over this is rich, isn't it?
No, they got up, and every one of them cheered and hooped and hollered and just went nuts for about 5 minutes, and that was you know, how they acted and compared to, you know, Let's Go Brandon and the civility. And, you know, you get a lot of people who, you know, kind of shy away from saying that about Joe Biden. It's just something that can roll off the tongue, and people understand it. Now the poor race car driver's taking his hits on it, which wasn't intention. But, you know, just think what the media media reporters can cause.
It's a good point.
Because they started out, Let's Go Brandon, so.
Did you hear about the sponsor he got out of it, though?
Oh.
Yes.
LGBcoin.com or .whatever. But I'm like, no, you can't make this up.
Yeah, good.
I hadn't heard his car.
I hadn't heard that he was getting grief from.
Big time.
Is he really?
Get a figure.
How sad is that? Ridiculous. What was the woman you mentioned that did the thing of the Donald Trump beheaded?
Oh, Kathy Griffin.
Yeah. This is the kind of crap they pull. Hal, good reminder. Thank you, Dean and Bismarck. When we come back on What's on Your Mind.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com.
Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started. Today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata Solid.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, plans to hold a vote on President Biden's massive social spending bill sometime this month. 51 U.S. senators shot down the plan last month, including all Republicans and Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia. Manchin will attend Monday night's Senate leadership meeting and Tuesday's weekly caucus lunch, likely to discuss BBB. Sunday, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been confirmed to have COVID-19. Austin's symptoms are being described as mild. Two drones were intercepted Monday as they neared an Iraqi airbase that had been housing American troops. It should be noted, January 2, 2020, a U.S. drone strike resulted in the death of Soleimani. President Trump:
Soleimani was plotting imminent and sinister attacks on American diplomats and military personnel, but we caught him in the act and terminated him.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
A friend, quite appropriate there. That was a request from a listener who wanted the theme from the Golden Girls because we lost Betty White over the weekend.
17 days before her 100th birthday.
Darn it, anyway. Does anybody not like Betty White?
Oh, I know.
And is there anybody ever not like Betty White? Was she not the greatest, huh?
Yesterday morning, I got up and I watched the Saturday Night Live that she hosted in 2010. So good.
Oh,
yeah, she is so good.
That's when Saturday Night Live was funny. Yeah, I forgot really about that. Good. Yeah, one of those rare times. Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by MyPillow today. Our friends at MyPillow continue to crank out the best products. I mean, they are the best. Sleepwear. They now have robes in a lightweight and a heavyweight variety. They have more slippers and moccasins, and they're constantly adding products. So if you haven't been there in a while, you haven't been there. MyPillow.com, just browse MyStore.com and FrankSpeech.com and use the promo code SCOTT. You'll find the 6-piece MyPillow towel set right now. This is originally $109.99, but they have it for $39.99. Incredible. Mike's memoir, great book, fabulous read for 2022 in your stack of books. What are the odds? From crack addict to CEO. He has partnered that up, the book and the Roll and Go Anywhere My Pillow, as well as the Bible verse pillow, great for kids. Originally $59.95 for that bundle, $9.98 now for the book and the Go Anywhere My Pillow. Just an example of a few of them. You'll find MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028. Dean in Bismarck, give us your New Year's resolution or tell us what's on your mind.
Hey there. So how much are the tickets for the Frisco, for the bus?
You're talking about the bus trip. It depends on how many people are going. Right. Kevin, roll through the prices there, would you?
It's $7.25 per person if you go single, but if you get it to 4 friends, it's 5 and a quarter. So it drops down the more people you can add to it.
Basically, how many people you want to share a room with.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, is what it is. So if you got
3 nights hotel and the ride down and back.
$7.25 for one person, right?
Right.
Is that
what you said?
Yep. For one.
And then you have your own room. But it goes down the more people you have in your room. So if you say 4 buddies are going to go, and we're going to just flop at the hotel the few times we're there, get back on the bus, go to the game, whatever, it's 5 and a quarter a person. Just depends on how many people want to go.
Okie doke. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Thank you. And all those details, by the way, are at am1100theflag.com. But I think today is the day you got to decide, are we going or are we not going?
Yep.
And so
go for launch.
Exactly right. So make that again. I just sort of make some memories is what I would do. All right, 800-228-0550. Let's get some suggestions in here from our fine listeners. A few of you have texted a few things in. Scott, if you love that Let's Go Brandon slogan so much, why don't you play the song on your radio program? We have, I believe.
Yeah, we had just pieces of it and stuff.
Yeah.
We can do it.
We can do that. Sure. Texter says, fake news. The truck you say was in a snowbank was through the ice. Driver got lost and tried to turn around. It's on Skunk Bay on Sakakawea. All right.
It kind of looked like that's what I thought.
Yeah, I think we said it was on a road. It was really hard to tell because it was full of snow. But yeah, regardless, it's a lot of snow. You can't see where you're going. Stuff like that happens in the winter. So I don't know that it's fake news. It's a truck stuck in the snow, right?
So he's in the ice. Yeah, you can tell he's out on a lake. That's why I was looking at him going, there's a road there.
So he probably got stuck and trying to turn around, has to leave, and then the snow piles up. So yeah, it is what it is. Texter says, here's an idea for you: have Congressman Armstrong on for 30 minutes a week, so we can know what is considered in the House of Representatives. What is our schedule, Super Producer Chris Larson, with Congressman Armstrong? I know it was originally every other week on a Wednesday, and then that always, doesn't always happen. What is our scheduled arrangement with Congressman Armstrong?
Yep, so it's every other week. So we'll have him beginning the 12th of January, 10:06, for a half hour.
All right, so we do sort of a version of that. You're asking for 30 minutes a week. We do it 30 minutes a week with Congressman Armstrong, no problem. It's a matter of their schedule, and right now they prefer every other week. We do Senator Kevin Cramer for an hour a week. And I will say this. When we asked Senator Hovind, Congressman Armstrong, who am I forgetting, Governor Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Sanford, they're generally great about coming on and do schedule a time to come on. So they're very accessible, and we appreciate that. Much less so for our friends in Minnesota, however. Michelle Fishbach is tough to schedule, so much so we've sort of given up on asking regularly. Am I right, Chris?
She is very tough to schedule, but we are working to try and get her on here within the next couple of weeks.
And Governor Walz is darn near impossible. Darn near impossible.
We don't even get an answer there.
Avoids us like the plague. We have to send Kevin to Minnesota Fishing Openers to track him like a hunting dog.
Then you get a free donut.
Yeah, exactly right. but we welcome this. This is good. We want to know who you want on. What's your guest request list? I'll give an example. Somebody earlier sent us the Joe Rogan podcast of Dr. Peter McCullough and just said, this is so good. Have you watched this? And could you ever get him on? And all I do is say, Super Producer Chris, see if you can get Dr. Peter McCullough on. Voila, he's on the show. So it just takes our listeners to saying, hey, we'd like this person to be on. When I was on vacation, I was reading Kayleigh McEnany's book, For Such a Time as This.
Such a Time as This, yeah.
And I'm telling you, that is such a good book. So many life lessons in it about accomplishing anything. I didn't know Kayleigh McEnany. What do you think most people, if you had to say, not people who were a fan of Donald Trump or voted for Donald Trump, but just in general, people out there would say about Kayleigh McEnany?
Smart. You know,
I think most people thought she was, you know, a good-looking blonde that ended up as press secretary because she was a good-looking blonde.
Yeah, no, not the case.
Harvard law grad,
yeah,
graduate.
Harvard law grad, yeah.
Oxford undergrad.
Yeah, she's a real deal.
I mean, wicked smart.
Yep.
Wicked smart. And she was mocked openly.
Oh, yeah.
While she was press secretary, just sort of like Donald Trump was as well. And speaking of Norway. One of my last trips to Norway, I bought something at a hardware store. I think somebody's glasses were coming apart, and I went to get a little screwdriver or something in a hardware store. And I had to get my driver's license to match up with my credit card. And the lady says, oh, North Dakota, huh? DAPL. She brings up the DAPL protest.
Oh, boy.
And I go through my explanation of why I thought the protest to that was awful and criminal, but also unwarranted because the company followed every permitting process. They'd done everything right, and then the 11th hour, all of a sudden a protest starts for the sake of a protest.
Right.
Anyway, she then goes on a rant. This is common of people who disagree with you on things. You can really tell quick if they say, hey, I agreed with the DAP protest, thought it was bad. You answer their objection, they immediately go to something else. You ever notice that?
I can't have a debate.
Like on social media, you'll post about A, and all of a sudden they're off on, yeah, but B, and then you answer that, then they go to C. This is where you end the debate. This is where you waste no more energy. You should be done with them at that point. Anyway, she then goes to, this is a clerk in Norway. Donald Trump is stupid.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, you got to go to Trump next.
Right. And
either you're stupid or it's all about Trump.
I said, young lady, you could say many things about Donald Trump. About maybe you have a different opinion of his for whatever reason. But you cannot say Donald Trump is stupid. Donald Trump built an incredible business. Went on to clear the field of 16 household names in the Republican Party and defeat the Clinton machine. You don't do that being stupid. And by the way, he ran for president saying, if you elect me, I'll do A, B, C, D, E, and F all the way to Z. And guess what? He did them. It just made the media and the left, the Democratic Party, crazy that somebody would actually do what they said they would do when they ran for president.
Swamp can't have that. Cannot have that.
So then she went to, we should keep oil in the ground.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah.
And so I said, madam, I would imagine living in Norway, you appreciate the fact that you have free everything, right? Healthcare, education. It's a free utopia in Norway.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why it's free? Oil.
How dare you?
You can't make it up. The country has lived on oil.
Say it again, Greta.
How dare you?
They don't get it. Speaking of how dare you, Mark Morano is going to be here. He's coming to North Dakota on Wednesday.
Why do I know that name?
He has done a lot of work exposing the global warming fraud. And a longtime Hill staffer, worked for Oklahoma senator, whose name is escaping me right now, Jim Inhofe, for a lot of years. And Jim Inhofe was tireless on this issue. Anyway, we're going to have a little fun at Greta's expense with him tomorrow on the show.
Okay, very good.
Look forward to that. He'll be in North Dakota Wednesday. We'll tell you about that. Okay, so back to more suggestions. New Year's resolutions. We're asking our listeners to assign New Year's resolutions to us, okay? And next segment, Todd Mitchell and Kevin Flynn get to tell us some New Year's resolutions for us as well. I'll give you mine as well, but we want yours. What would you like us to do more of? What would you like us to do less of on the show? Here's a texter. Continue to be bold and honest with your faith on air. All right, well, that is something I'll never not do. Two, an interview with Donald Trump. All right, super producer, the bar's been raised again. Three, continue to call out injustice and hypocrisy on the state level. Four, start a segment once a week honoring North Dakota veterans. We get to listen to you because of them. Wow. Five, keep up the great work. You're too kind, and those are four wonderful suggestions that we will take very seriously here, okay? Text us yours for us, 237-1590. Call us, 701-258-0550. What are your New Year's resolutions for us? Often you get to assign them to somebody else. We want to know. Give us a grade. What do you like about the show? It's a B, but I'd give you an A if you did this. It's an F because you talk way too much about Brandon. Who's this Brandon guy anyway?
We're just cheering him on.
Yeah, I guess we are. Let's go, Brandon. Whatever it is, unvarnished feedback, a welcome and suggestions for the new year. Call us, 701-258-0550. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about.
Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
We're kind of Karen West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
At India State Services, your family is always the winner, each and every time. Give your family the gift of a peaceful private estate settlement today. They'll be so grateful and glad you did. Call us today. Don't delay. That's 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Somebody gotta do it. Ayy, let's go Brandon. I keep a drum like I'm Nick Cannon. Ayy, ayy, let's go Brandon. Pandemic ain't real, they just planted. Ayy, ayy, let's go Brandon. When you ask questions, they start banning. Ayy, ayy, let's go Brandon. Ayy, ayy, let's go Brandon. Ayy, ayy, let's go Brandon. I keep a drum like I'm Nick Cannon. Ayy. Let's go, Brandon. Pandemic ain't real. They just planned.
You have a headache already from this, but I guess it was requested, right?
It was requested, yeah. That's one of the many Let's Go, Brandon.
Right, yeah. What's on your mind?
Are you saying that sounds like nothing else in your mixtape there, Scott? Is that what you're saying?
Mixtape? I don't even know what mixtape is.
Oh, my.
Sounds like a new product in 3M or something. What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. And here's the deal I want you to really think about this week. There's a Bison football game on Saturday. It's in Frisco, Texas. It's the last one of the year. If you're going, you need different Bison attire for every day. They have it at PetroServe USA. They also do Bison Game Day giveaways. So this is the last chance to register for the entire year for two, count them, two $500 PetroServe USA gift cards. And while you're there, you have home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, great food, lowest price fuel, best car washes. Oh, my gosh, what's not to love about PetroServe USA? All right, quickly, Todd and Kevin, what do you think we should do better on the show? Unvarnished feedback. What is it, Todd? A New Year's resolution you want to assign to the program. What's on your mind?
More people calling than texting. Because it sounds a lot better to hear other voices than it is to hear our own voice being the dialogue of the show. Or the, you know,
very good
dialogue
point.
Of the show. So, there you go.
Yeah. And all texts, we get more texts on this show than I... Well, for one, we have more callers than any other program, but I'm with Todd. I want more, and that takes you calling, and we try and make this as easy as possible. Generally start every program with open phone time, and because we're talking doesn't mean you can't call.
Right.
So literally, we take calls for every guest, and whenever we're talking, we'd love to hear from you as well. But I think some people... You're talking and they think, well, it's not a good time to call. It's always a good time to call. And something I'm not very good at is saying the telephone numbers. So we do encourage you to put your speed dial or favorites or whatever. Put us in there. 701-258-0550. Kevin, your New Year's resolution for us.
I just love our open phone segments. No graffiti, no minute limit, just open phone, no interruptions. You just, what's on your mind? Finish your thought, finish your, you know, what you have to say. And I just like our open phone time. I just like, and you know, we may think one day that this is an important thing. Meanwhile, everybody's buzzing about something else. So I just like when, you know, I learned.
You mean like the time everybody is calling about bees? Buzzing.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You'd like us to honor the name of the show in a way that sort of no rules, just what's on your mind as much as possible. There's no guests on the docket. Just go.
Guests are good. Guests are important and very good. But I mean, when we do have those, you know, those down times where we don't have a guest, you know, the open, I just love open phones.
Right. No, I do too. And I must say, never have I ever been part of a program that has, the collection of callers. And by the way, callers represent about 1% of the listenership. So a very small percentage of people actually call, but this show is yours, and we want you to call. And if you can't call, or, hey, if I call, I don't have time to wait, whatever, we have a 24/7 line. Whenever you're listening to this program, the replay on K-Fire at night, the time shift on KLTC, on the podcast, something moves you, call. 24 hours a day, 855-200-1776, no waiting. We have an off-air call from the hotline. In Slack, Kev, can you fire that baby up for us right now?
I can. All right, here we go.
Yes, Scott, you've been rambling for 45 minutes again, taking two calls. Come on, take some calls, please.
All right.
We do get rambling.
You've only just been on the air for about 45 minutes, so that's not even mathematically possible.
Well, but the point is, I've taken every call that's come in.
True.
So this is why we say call us like Henry in Fargo has right now. Henry, what's on your mind?
Hey, New Year's resolution for you guys.
Wait
stop
on us.
Stop being shills for the North Dakota Congress and Senate candidates and people here. You just keep, it's a turnoff. You know, it's just a turnoff.
Define shill for me, Henry.
Same term you use every day when you're on the phone. You always are out there backing them, even if they're wrong. You tell us how great they are, that you take nobody else. There's no other senators as good as the one we've got. And boy, what you just said earlier when you started your show that, boy, we can only take five calls when Kramer's on because he spends so much time answering it so thorough. I mean, it's ridiculous. These guys aren't any better. They're worse than most.
But again, you're here to share that opinion. When you hear me say whatever you consider a shill comment, that's my opinion. So, you know, if you're able to call and say, hey, They're worse than most. You're giving your unvarnished feedback. I'm giving mine. So I don't know why you would not want my opinion on there other than you disagree with it. And we welcome every opinion here, Henry Fargo. So when you say stop being shills for them, I'm going to take it in a constructive way to say when they deserve criticism, give it to them. I hope I do that. I hope I do that. I really do. I think I've expressed that before among others, and there's been things even with Kevin Cramer, who I agree with most times I disagree with, like January 6th is an example, and I say it. Thanks for the call.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass the background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.